looks like a fucking crime scene. You'd have thought that I got attacked by a shark. And the dinner that we were planned to have that night was on the complete opposite side of the resort. And I had to walk in crutches like a half hour. But I did get wheelchair access going on the plane. So I was, your boy was right to the front.
Yo. No, it's going to be a very Ginzaline wedding. But all the groomsmen got tracksuits. Fila blue tracksuits.
How you doing? What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Burndown Podcast. I'm your co-host. I'm Justin, a.k.a. The Dapper Cigar. This gentleman across from me is Eric, a.k.a. Brother Cigar.
Hey,
if you're new to this channel, if you're new to the podcast, hit that like button, hit subscribe button. Hit the bell if you're on YouTube. Give us a 5-star rating. Hopefully you like this episode, so maybe you want to wait to the end. But smash the follow button. Smash the share button and share it with a family member or a friend or a fellow cigar smoker. Today, it's another just hanging out episode.
It's been a minute since me and you have been in here.
We've done it once in the last, I don't know, 2 months maybe, 3 months.
I can tell you right now, actually. We'll pull it up right now, but it's feel like it's been a while. Let's see here. Oh, Burndown's right up here. So we had Jonas last week. Oh, the week before that was us. Then we had Francis. Right. Then we had Big Joe and San Giuseppe Cigars. Then we had Joe Fici. Then we had...
Speaking of Jonas, I'm actually smoking the...
The new one?
What's the new one called? I just ripped off the label. Where is it? The heck's it called? Superb,
yeah. Yeah, so last week was Jonas, then it was us, then it was Francis, Big Joe, and San Giuseppe, then it was Joe Fici, then it was us again, then it was Chris Fontana, then it was Joe Bonanno, then Will DeMayo.
Yeah, so it's like once a month. We kind of more than that.
So one, two, yeah.
So
like two or three times in the last 2 months.
In other news, your boy has finally...
Oh, my God. It's about game time, son.
Dude, it's about game time.
Welcome to the 21st century, bro.
Your boy finally upgraded his phone. Thank you to my lovely wife. Got me the new iPhone 15 for my birthday.
Now you can take videos of me in HD quality. I don't have to use my phone.
Yeah, so she hooked me up, and I got it all set up, and I fucking love the damn thing. So it's been, I got it.
It's a whole
two
new
day,
world.
Yesterday, 2 days, I got it on my birthday. My birthday was... 2 days ago.
Wow,
so,
happy birthday to the kid.
But it's awesome. So there's that. But I got a story to tell. And you know I love story time.
You have a story to tell, Justin? No way. Please, we're licking at the chops to know what the story is.
No, so the last guest we had, right, we had...
Keto.
We had Keto in the studio. He's actually in Dubai at the moment, or was.
Could be still.
And I couldn't drink that episode because I was on antibiotics. And I remember saying, yeah, I can't really drink, I'm on antibiotics, and that's a story for another episode. Well, here's the episode. I'm going to tell you the story and how I fucked my shit up.
So dramatic. You got a cut on your foot. Dramatic.
So I have I got stitches in my foot in Jamaica. Okay, so let me tell you how that happened. So I went down to Jamaica for...
Let's get the cliff notes.
Yeah, so I went down to Jamaica for a wedding, right? And I got there on... Everybody got there Thursday. I got there Saturday, right? Because we had the event.
Because you had some business to take care of.
We had some business to take care of, yeah. Okay? We had a big event on Friday that the Mamaroneck... Actually, we could probably talk about that event because that was a good event, that whole lounge feel that we did.
Yeah, it was sick.
So maybe after I tell the story, you tell us about the event.
Yeah, I got a story to tell.
Oh, you got a story to tell?
Maybe
okay.
I got two. Maybe I got three stories to tell.
Okay, you can tell as many as you want. So we had the event, which went very well, very smoothly, went well. But I couldn't, I was like, honey, I got to do the event. It's business. I got to do it. I'll come down Saturday. She was like, all right. So she went down Thursday. I went down Saturday. So I get there, right? I get to the hotel at like 2. And the wedding starts at like 5-ish something. So I get there at 2. Go to the wedding.
How long was the plane ride to Jamaica?
It's like 3.5 hours. And then it was a 2-hour car ride from Montego Bay to Negril.
2 hours?
Yeah. But it was nice. I got picked up in like a Mercedes and just freaking drove. It was nice. Because there's
that,
like a...
Is that Uber or is that...
No, so they the hotel had shuttle service, but the shuttle service for the groups were like the big vans. And they were nice vans, right? They were like Mercedes vans or whatever. But I was the only one coming in on Saturday. Everybody came in Thursday. So it was just me. So I sent my flight information to the hotel. And they're like, all right, we're going to have somebody there to pick you up.
That's pretty cool.
And but it was just me, so I didn't have a big van. I just gave me a like a Mercedes car. I was just sitting in the backseat chilling. Like, damn. Eating my fucking lunch. Was awesome. And I felt like a boss,
too. What'd you do for 2 hours in that car?
Did you
post anything? No.
No, I napped a little bit because I didn't get home until midnight, 12:30, after that event. And I had to wake up at 5, so I had like 4 hours of sleep.
Did you sleep on the plane?
Eh, a little bit.
Anyway. Are you a plane sleeper?
I can, yeah, I can.
Nah, I can take like cat naps on the plane, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's not like sleep, it's naps.
Yeah, because like any little turbulence.
You're like, oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, I fucking wake up every single time. It's bullshit.
So I get to the hotel, right? And I have a couple hours. So I went into the water. I hung out, right? Get ready. Go through the whole ceremony. It was beautiful. Reception. We're dancing. We're having a good time, right? I experienced the entire wedding, right? The whole wedding. So now towards the end of the night, it's like 11 o'clock. The bride and groom had a...
I'm sorry. When was the wedding?
Wedding's on Saturday.
And what time did you get down there?
I got there to the hotel at like 2. And then the wedding was at 5:30. And then, right? So
were you in Jamaica for more than 24 hours? Oh, no, you came home on Monday.
I came on Monday. So all I was, right. So went through the whole wedding. It was great. Towards the end of the night, the bride and groom said, oh, we're going to have this, like their version of a send off was we're going to jump in the pool fully clothed, right?
With their dress and
so she had changed into like an after dress. Like, you know how they have the big wedding dress, but you can't really dance in that. So they changed into something else. So she changed into something else. He did the same thing, and then they jumped into the pool.
Oh, let me go back on that. Isn't it bizarre? They buy $10,000 dress for a wedding.
Yeah, use it once.
Not even use it once, but use it for like 3 or 4 hours, because then you change into it.
Mm-hmm.
If we go back to, what's his name?
Atlas and Mason.
Atlas
George
and Mason.
Lobota.
George cost Lobota. What's the cost per wear on that? $10,000 for one, four hours of
For
use?
One time, yeah.
So what does that cost per wear?
And you just hope
grand,
that,
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, some people do, you know, your daughter will wear it and it's like a passed down thing, or your daughter takes it and they change it to however your daughter wants
you
to wear it.
They think I still do that?
Yeah, well, that's what Kelly does. Kelly wants to do.
Well, you know what? That's why, because she's a Southern girl. She had them Southern roots. Up here in the Northeast in New York, fucking girls ain't doing that.
We had it preserved. Her wedding dress. We took it. They clean everything. So now when we have a daughter.
It's like in a box, right? It's preserved.
Yeah,
like
so she's going to take it and say, listen, here's my wedding dress. I want you to use it, and you can have it altered and changed and cut and however you want it.
Yeah.
And then you wear it, preserve it, give it to your daughter, and it's like the same.
That's how it should be, bro. That's so sick.
That's cool, right?
That's so sick.
And it's different every time, because they like might add this, might add that, might cut the back, cut that, right? So
Same thing with like engagement rings. It'd be fucking cool if everyone just took the engagement ring they got from their mudder. And pass it along.
So,
I'm
anyway.
A sucker for traditions.
So, at the end of the night, everybody's jumping in the pool, right? So, now we're in the pool. And
a little crazy.
Yeah, we're having a good time, right? And I'm hammered, okay? We're drunk.
What are you drinking?
So, I was drinking wine at dinner, okay? And then we started doing tequila shots.
Oh, God.
Okay? And it was like... So, when we first got there, it's the rum punch. They give you the rum punch, right? And I'm like, all right, I got to find... You're at a wedding, you got to find your drink. Like, all right, what am I drinking tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I got to find the drink that I'm just ordering on repeat.
Yeah.
So I was kind of trying to find it, and they didn't have any bourbon down there. They had, like, Makers. I was like, I don't want to drink Makers straight up all night.
Can't do it.
So I was like, and then at dinner, they had a Merlot, and I was like, was it a Merlot? It doesn't matter. They had a red wine. It's like, oh, this is pretty good. I'll just drink this tonight. Red wine drunk is a good drunk, right? So I'm drinking red wine, just knocking it back. I don't even know how many glasses. Just a lot. Okay, a lot of wine.
You bad boy.
And then a buddy's like, hey, let's do some tequila. So now I'm doing tequila shot. So I'm drunk, okay? And I went down to the end of the pool, and I'm walking back, and it's like 11 o'clock, 11:30, and I knock over, there's a glass, like a cocktail glass or a rocks glass on the side of the pool, and I knock it over with my foot. And I don't hear it break, but I'm looking around like, where's this glass? You hear it fall. I'm like, where's the glass? Can't find it. I'm like... All right, so then I take one step to continue, and I crush the glass underneath my foot.
Oh!
Instant goes right in my foot, slices my foot open in two spots. I instantly, I'm like, all right, that's, so I go down, I get down, I sit down, I cover my foot, my hand, I take one peek at it, and I'm like, yeah, that's bad. Instantly go to Kelly, I'm like, Kelly, come here. Said two things. I cut my foot, go get somebody, and go get me more rags. And she's like, is it bad? I said, yeah, gotta go get somebody. It's bad.
You gotta go now.
I was like, it's bad. So she gets somebody, they come over, right? What happened was, because I was drinking and I was drunk, my blood was so thin that it was just like
oozing.
Yeah, and it was just coming out of my foot. Just like, and then there was water on the side, on the edge of the pool, so it's mixing with the water, and it looks like a fucking crime scene. Dude, Kelly said that there
was... Way to fucking ruin the play, bro.
There was... It looked like you'd have thought that I got attacked by a shark. That's how... There was blood everywhere.
Everyone's probably like, great, get out of the pool.
Everywhere,
Justin,
dude.
Fucked it all up.
So now I'm sitting down, right? And this... Apparently a nurse comes over, and she says she's a nurse. And she's like, how you feeling?
From the wedding or just some random girl?
A guest at the wedding. I was like, I'm a registered nurse. I'm an RN.
I'm a nurse.
I was like, all right. And I'm thinking, all right, you're full of shit because everybody's a nurse when something happens, right? I'm an ER. I took a class in high school. Yeah, we all took that same health class.
I know CPR.
We all took that health class in sixth grade. All right, calm down. So I went to her, and she's like, how you feeling? Are you going to pass out? Like, I said, listen, I'm fine with blood. I'm fine with cuts. It doesn't bother me. However, said, I'm drunk right now. My blood pressure is very low, and I'm losing blood out of my foot. So I might go out. Just make sure I don't hit my head. As soon as I said that.
That sounds like the most calculated, drunken response I've ever heard.
Dude, as soon as I said it, 5 seconds later, you can feel it go.
Excuse me. I'm bleeding a lot. I am drunk, so I might pass out. Just please make sure.
My head is safe. I'm telling you, because that's what you're worried about when you pass out. If you crack your head on the floor, then you could have a concussion. You can have internal bleeding or whatever. So I told, as soon as I said that, 5 seconds later,
peace.
I go, and I'm out. And I wake up. Kelly said I was out for like 4 seconds. I wake up, I'm like, hey, what's going on? Like, you're good. Your foot's up, elevated, whatever. So they stitch me up, and everybody's coming over. I'm like, listen, guys, I'm good. Go back to the party. Don't worry about me. It's a cut. I'll get stitched up. I'll be fine, whatever. So, long story short, go to the hospital. They stitch me up. I get 7 stitches. There's 2 cuts, one like right under my toe and another one. They stitch it up. I get the...
Justin tried making the burn down pay for his medical bills.
Oh, that was funny too. Eric. So the next day, that's a good point. So the next day, Eric texts me. Okay, yeah, you tell me that.
So then it's like 2:30 in the morning and I get like a notification on my phone. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's like, fraud alert, and I'm like, oh, this must be a
Omega something.
Yeah, this must be like a scam, and I look, and it's from a card number I didn't recognize, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I like went on my chase. I was like, all right, my personal chase, and then I looked on my notes, and I was like, oh shit, that's the burn down card, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like so confused, and I'm like, all right, this has got to be like someone tried to hack our card. And so I was like, decline and get a new card. So I don't know if you got a new card in the mail.
I did get a new card.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. I did.
All right, cool. So I was like, what the fuck is this $2,500 charge for Omega? It's like Omega Sports or something.
Yeah,
it's like
an Omega something. Yeah.
I might still have it.
You
actually
might have it. Yeah. You screenshot and sent it to me.
Oh, yeah. But I'm like, what the hell is this? And then I did not think it was you, to be honest with you. I was like, no, this isn't Justin. This has got to be something else. And here we go. Fraud. Chase fraud action.
What was it?
Omega Imaging and Labor.
Omega Imaging and Labor.
Yeah, I got this at what was time was this? But I'm like, I don't. I'm like, this looks like a legit Chase email. I'm like, I don't know.
It was at. It was like
at
midnight.
It was at 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go to they have to get an ambulance, right? So they put me in an ambulance, and
get the ambulance.
And I'll be honest, it was great. Like, it was a 5-10 minute ride. They took me to a private hospital.
Was everyone like chilling? Like,
well, yeah, I was trying to.
Hey, man, just chill, brother.
I thought they were gonna give me like weed as a
take this in the meantime, my
smoke
friend.
This, man. You'll
hey,
be all right,
brother, man.
You'll be all right.
This.
Smoke
you'll be
it.
All right. It's
listen,
okay.
Man. I mean, you see this all the
it's
time.
It's all natural.
Man. So, I get there. They put me on a stretcher. They put me in an ambulance. I get there. It's like 10 minutes away. Private hospital. In and out in like 30 minutes. Great. here in, if you're here in New York and you got to, you'd be sitting in the waiting room for like 2 hours. Okay. So I went to my wife. I said, hey, give me my wallet. I'll tell you which credit card to use. And she's like, no. I got it. I was like, no, just give me the, I'll tell you which one. She's like, listen, Justin, go get taken care of. I got it. I was like, okay, fine. And then next day I find out credit card fraud. That's when you text me. I was like, Kel, which one did it? The first one declined? She goes, yeah. She used the business
phone. She tried using the business phone. She was like, let's get the paid on a burn.
But it was fine. Like it would have worked out either way. But like, yeah. I just found it funny. I'll tell you which one to use. No, I got it. But it was fine. I got the
now you're
stitches.
Hobbling around.
So
I think you can walk on. I think you're being dramatic.
So I can walk. It's just, so the stitches are basically falling out at this point. Like, it's healed. But the doctor said because of the location, right, you don't want to.
Can't be any squatting.
Right. So it's fine. But it was, I looked at it like this. Everybody said, oh, that kind of sucks, man. Bob, I said, I looked at it like this. I go, with the amount of, because there was a lot of glass that we broke. There was glass on the dance floor that people were breaking. Like, you heard it, and it was breaking all over the place. First off, I don't know why we were allowed glass in, like, this resort. But
smells like a lawsuit.
So I said, with the amount of glass that we're breaking, I'm surprised that nobody else got injured. And I'm kind of glad that it was me and not the bride and groom. Because imagine if you go down to Jamaica for your wedding day, and on your wedding day, you spend it in the freaking hospital.
Would have made for a great story.
That would have been fucking brutal. Okay, so I kind of like view it as taking one for the team.
Well, you're okay.
But I'm good. It was just, it looked like a dent, dude. It was, there's so much blood. Oh, my God.
Since we're on the topics of weddings, I have my brother and sister-in-law's wedding this Saturday. Johnny and Julia.
Johnny.
So I'm in the wedding. So I don't know if I texted it to you. So for all the people, all the groomsmen in the wedding, you know, it's going to be a very Ginzoline wedding.
You
very,
hey. How you doing?
It's going to be a very Ginzoline wedding.
These are fresh mozzarella bar?
Mozzarella. Wait to hear it.
Let me guess. They say mutz, fresh mutz bar.
Well, no, well, yes, but no. That's not what I'm saying.
Yes, but no.
So for the wedding, it's a huge wedding. 260 people, 261 people, ginormous.
261 is big.
A lot of people.
A lot of paisans. How you doing?
So last week, we had the rehearsal dinner, and all the groomsmen got gifts, and we got our Yeti koozies.
Okay.
The skinny can.
No Stanley cups, Yetis?
No. Skinny can Yeti koozies.
Oh, those are cool.
So I have a skinny can Yeti koozie. I got a coffee cup Yeti koozie. I have a beer can Yeti koozie.
And you got that gigantic one.
And I got the burned down 30-ounce water one. So I'm Yeti'd out. But the main event of the present was...
We're not sponsored by Yeti.
No, we're not. they just make nice stuff. But all the groomsmen got tracksuits.
Tracksuits.
Fila blue tracksuits.
How you done?
So we're all going to get to the hotel. Like the new thing in photography is like you do like the pregame walk up. Like, you know, when the players walk into the locker room and they're all suited up and they walk in. So that's what a lot of the photographers do nowadays. So we're going to.
Dude, so you're going to have a tracksuit?
Not just me. All like 9-10 guys. All
right. This is, you got to play.
All tracksuits, which is going to be hilarious. So by the time this comes.
This is what you're going to have to play.
Yeah. Julia, Johnny, wedding, April 2024. The groomsmen.
Dude, I could see you walking in like that with the towel around your neck.
Bro. It's going to be hilarious. Can't wait to wear my tracksuit. It's going to be, I need a new one actually, because my Adidas one actually, like, I grew out of it. So this one's like a.
A Fila tracksuit.
It's a Fila, but it's all like, what's the soft? What's
like
the soft?
You're a Russian mobster.
What's the soft?
Cashmere?
Like a cashmere tracksuit.
Nice.
So they're like, and my friend, our friend Lorenzo, is doing their wedding. His
oh,
DJ
is he?
Company. Yeah.
Lorenzo Totoli?
I got him so much business. I got him doing Johnny and Julia's, my brothers, my cousins, mine, someone else in there. So I got him like three or four referrals.
Love it. Dude.
Still haven't collected check yet, Lorenzo. For my referral. Anyways, they're like, Eric, you're gonna be so surprised. We got some cool things during the wedding. You're gonna love it. And the most expensive thing you can buy for Lorenzo's pack, like part of his packaging, is a 7-foot LED robot that someone goes into and they walk around and it's this giant.
What?
This giant robot covered in LED lights and he walks around with like a smoke gun and he just.
No.
It's fucking sick.
So he's going to have that as well.
So I'm like, what'd you guys get? The giant robot? And they're like, how'd you know? And I was like, because you guys always go all out and that's the most expensive thing. Last time I checked on like.
So they have a gigantic robot.
Yeah, I'll pull it up while I'm talking to
you.
Bro. Then the other thing was. They got a guy. I don't know how long he's going to be there. I don't know if it's an hour or two, but he comes on the dance floor and he has his case around his neck, like a leather strap around his neck with like a, I don't know, like a
table
like
or something,
like a table, and he's handing out cannolis.
Is he putting them in? Yeah.
So people on the dance floor. Yeah. He has all his cannolis. He takes the shell.
Yo, I've seen that.
Puts them in there.
I've seen that.
I'm like, yo,
you guys are
through the roof, and I'm like,
Johnny,
it's gonna be a good time. So.
You're gonna have a good time.
It's gonna be one for the books. I can't wait for it.
I love it.
It's gonna be a great wedding. So
don't step on any glass, please.
Don't step on any glass. I'll make sure.
You know what's funny too is that after that happened, we were talking about it, and so it was a Jewish wedding, and at Jewish weddings they break the glass.
Oh yeah.
So I went to them. I said, you know, listen, I couldn't get enough of the glass break, and you guys stomped on it at the altar. I felt like I had to do the same thing. I wanted to be involved. I wanted to do my own mazel tov.
Let me see here. Let me find this thing. What was the other thing? So,
I'll tell you one more thing about that afterwards.
What else? I'm in a suit still. If you haven't noticed, if there are people listening, I'm in a suit. Justin's in a hat and hoodie. So
I've been rocking the hat hoodie a lot.
So I had a business meeting today in the city at 1 o'clock. So I drove out to Long Island, went to the office, drove into the city, and then as Alec Baldwin said, always be closing.
ABC, always be closing.
So I got a new account. So it was a good day. Came back to the office and then came here. So it was a lot of traveling, but we're here, and that's why I am in a suit still.
Love it. Well, I'll tell you the one thing extra about having these stitches in. The next day, I go to get my drugs, right? Advil, the antibiotic, and like a stomach protectant. So I'm getting crutches as well. And the resort we were at is not very wheelchair accessible. It's a lot of narrow pathways and winding walkways. And the dinner that we were planned to have that night was on the complete opposite side of the resort.
Oh, God.
And I had to walk in crutches like a half hour to get to this. I had to stop twice because it was so fucking hot and I was just dripping. I go, Kel.
That's no joke.
I was like, can we just stop? So we stopped at the first bar, stood under a fan for a second, stopped at the next bar, played a game of what is it? Is it like the Connect Four where you have to like drop the things into
the red and black?
Yeah.
Yeah, Connect Four.
They had like this wooden version of it. I was like, yeah, let's play that really quick. And then
took a little Connect Four break.
And then finally went, dude, because it was so hot. I was dripping. Right? Now you're in Jamaica, okay?
Humid as hell.
I'm not right on the beach where there's a breeze. You're like in behind the walking through the buildings and stuff. So there's no breeze.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking dead. So we get there. And I sit down, and they all go to their table. I'm like, listen, guys, I need a break for a second, okay? Said I'm sweating.
Hold on, here we go.
I've seen this video, dude. You showed this to me.
You seen this one? I just had to go deep in the archives.
Yeah, see, you showed that to me, yeah.
Well, that was it. Crazy. I thought that was the best I could find for now.
So we get there, and I'm like, listen, go sit down. I'm going to take a breather for a second. I'm just going to cool off because I'm hot. I'm like, it looked like I just got out the gym. I'm just sweating. And on the way back, I go, hold on. I went up to the hostess. I said, hey, listen, can you call the front desk? Because there's like an entrance to the restaurant. So you can get to the restaurant.
We should just title this podcast, Justin's Experience in Jamaica.
Right? So you can get to the restaurant through the resort, but other people that aren't on the resort can also enter the restaurant from like the street. They can come from another hotel and get dropped off to eat there. So I said, hey, listen, can you just call the front desk of our hotel and have them just send a shuttle to the street of the restaurant? Because I clearly don't want to walk back.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, no problem. Like, I wish I would have fucking known I could have done that going here. It was, I shit you not, it was like a 15-second car ride.
Come on, then.
It's a half an hour walk. It was like, because your street was just boop. But walking through, I had to walk up and down and hills and fucking nightmare.
That sounds so brutal.
But I did get wheelchair access going on the plane. So I was, your boy was right to the front.
Yo.
Right to the front. Right through customs. No problem.
You have to go to the airport and say, I need a wheelchair?
No. So when you check in, it like when you go to your app and you check in, on that page where it shows like your boarding pass, it says like like accessibility assistance or request assistance. And you click it and it says, what would you like to request? And you can say wheelchair. You can say help with my bags. You can say all these things. And you click wheelchair and it says, all right, do you need wheelchair for the whole airport just to get to the gate? Can you go down the jet bridge? Can you not go down the jet bridge? Like all these things.
Bro, I'm just going to pretend to cut my foot every single
time.
Dude,
so I was like, I want to do the whole fucking thing. And they put right when you check in, boop, they give you one, push you, and you go right through that. The guy was hustling. Dude, this guy was like a fucking race car driver. He's pushing me. He's like, excuse me. Beep, beep, excuse me. Excuse. He's like drifting my fucking wheelchair.
Where was Kelly during all this?
And Kelly was like running behind. Dude, this guy was booking it. He cut through one of like the gift shops. Like, you know, after
one of the guys from...
From Jamaica.
From Cool Runnings.
Dude, this guy might have been on the Jamaican bobsled team. He was booking it. And we get to the gate, and all my friends are still sitting back. And I sat at the gate, and we, like, ordered food and sat there. And all my friends are still stuck in, like, the security line. And I was fucking cruised.
Damn, son.
It was great. But so that was my story about Jamaica. But I want you to the reason why I had to go on Saturday was because of the event we had on Friday. So tell them about the event that we had.
Oh,
where we turned that we flipped that event on its head.
So shout out to Pat Haggerty of Larchmont Financial, and he's the one who is in charge of the March of Dimes Marinette Beach and Yacht Club poker event. And we actually got our good friend and podcast BDP podcast guest Eric Coleman.
Shout out to E. Shout out to Big E.
As the every time we see him, he gets bigger and bigger. But
yeah, I told him, I was like, dude, I don't know if they're going to make a shirt your size anymore.
Can't
dude.
Do it.
Okay.
And he was the guest speaker, so it was cool to hook him up and have him there. But it was a cool event because obviously everyone's playing poker inside, and he needed a cigar guy, and he was like, hey, I would love for you guys to have the cigars. And originally he wanted us in the entrance, like when people
like
first
inside,
were, yeah. He wanted to like hand out cigars, and we said, hey, you know, we don't really just hand out cigars. We try to like. You know, we're very vibrant people, so we like to kind of bring an experience. And I'm like,
yeah, cut them, light them for you, yeah, tell them a little bit about them. We're smoking cigars as we're doing it.
And
it's a whole vibe, you
yeah,
know?
It's a whole ambiance.
Yeah, exactly.
So I said, is there an outside spot where we can set up? And he's like, yeah, but he's like, to be honest, not a lot of people go outside, yada, yada, yada. I don't know
and
how
And we're like,
successful
let us
be.
Worry about that.
And I said, don't worry about it. We will set it up. We will make the outside the place to be. So unbeknownst to us and an advantage for us was we had like this metal gazebo.
It was perfect. And it was like a perfect
It was
setup.
Like as soon as you walked out and it was right in the center, it was like on a little concrete slab, so it was raised a little bit. And I said, Justin, we got lights in the truck. We'll put the lights up. We got the banner. I brought a speaker.
Actually, no, you didn't bring the speaker. You forgot the speaker.
Oh,
and yeah. It turns out you just happened to have one.
So we,
which was like the score of the night.
It was. So I wanted to bring my big, big speaker, and I forgot it. But I have my golf clubs in my car, and I have a speaker that's very loud still.
It actually worked out. I think the bigger one might have been too loud.
It's not that much bigger. The bigger one is more like a cylinder.
It's
like,
oh, it's more bassy, probably.
Yeah, it's a big cylinder. It's probably like this big.
It's like one of those JBL ones?
It's big. It's a little bit bigger than those.
Okay.
It's a UE Mega Boom, the best.
Mega Boom.
Mega Boom. So I said,
is that the one that's named EJ Mega Boom?
Yeah. Well, that was my old one. I had to get a new one, and Marissa got it for my birthday a few years ago. EJ Mega Boom.
EJ Mega Boom.
And so I said, Pat, we're going to set up a cool ambiance outside. You know, for the first hour, people don't play poker. It's kind of like a cocktail hour type of thing. So I said, the first hour, people are going to start coming in. I said, leave the door open. We're going to smoke cigars. We talked about the smoke luring into the place. And people are like, you know, what's that outside? So they see us. They see the cigars. So we had a lot of people outside. We sold a lot of blueprints outside. And people were just hanging out. And Pat was like, wow. He's like, no one's ever been out here for this long. And definitely not this many people. I said, we're going to be here all night. People are like, you guys are going to be here later? You're going to be here later. We're here all night.
Yeah.
When you lose, we'll be here. So as the night went on, more and more people started to come out. The sun started going down. But by the end of the night, man, I mean, that whole patio was packed with people. We had, we went from like EDM to oldies to house music to Studio 54. I mean, we were creating a nice little vibe. And people were like, I like hanging out here. And more people were coming out. And the guy, Pat, was just like enamored at what we created. And he's like, holy shit, I need you guys here every event. This was awesome. No one's ever been, you know, out there that long hanging out. Like, you guys did a great job.
He couldn't believe it. He said he, it was cool. He went to us. He goes, listen, usually there's maybe one or two people that go out and smoke a cigarette. Because not many people will go out and stay out there. And Eric and I were like, Let us worry about that. We got
to see.
Okay.
It was cool to see that. It was cool to have the confidence to do it and then and actually work out and like.
Because he came to us, he goes, "I have never seen the outside look like that." And I said, "Yeah, well, you hired the professionals.
Yeah,
okay, we know what we're doing here.
Yeah, bro.
Right?
So you hired the burn down.
I said, "You're not hiring just people that are going to be just giving cigars. We're bringing a whole ambiance of." We're going to turn this whole outdoor area into a cigar lounge.
Yeah.
So when people that want to have a spot to smoke, there's going to be music. There's going to be people hanging out. There's going to be drinks going on over here. And there's people like it was a whole vibe that people wanted. They weren't just coming out to like because, you know, when you go to a wedding. Right. And whenever you get cigars, you have to go outside to smoke the cigars.
Yeah.
But then there's always a spot that's way away from the wedding and you wind up. Feeling like you removed yourself from the wedding and then you miss out. We didn't want that. We're like, listen, we're going to create a vibe so that when you come out to smoke, you're not missing out on anything. You're hanging out and it's just as much of a party out here as it is in there.
That's it.
And they were loved. They're like, wow, that's great. And people were going back inside and they said, oh, I'll be right back. I'm going to get a drink. And they would come back. People
or we had people like, they would like buy cigars. They're like, hey, can I buy my cigars? And I'll come back later and you give them to me. They're like, are you guys going to have enough by the time I come out? I'm like, we're stocked.
I'm like, don't worry about it. We got
plenty of stogies. So, yeah, it was a great event. Thank you again, Pat Haggerty, for inviting us and letting us do our thing. We have working on some more events for the summer, which is going to be great. And that's going to be it.
Quick plug. If you or a friend is throwing an event.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. And you would like cigars at your event. You would like a cigar lounge at your event. A nice little vibe. If you would like us to be there, please reach out to us.
If you would like custom labels,
we
for
do
your
custom
event.
Labels. We do custom. You know, we can do custom accessories. We can do custom pretty much anything. And if you would like an event, or if you're throwing an event, and you would like a cigar vendor there, a cigar lounge there. Please reach out to us.
Yeah,
we do events. You can hire us. We have different packages depending on how long the event is, depending on how many cigars you want, depending on if you want customization or not.
We do it
all. We can do these things. We've done golf outings. We've done weddings. We've done private corporate events. We've done private charity events.
Networking events.
Networking events. We've done it all. Okay, so please, if you're interested, reach out to us. Let's make a deal.
We should. Let's make a deal. We should start saying that at the beginning of the podcast too.
Right.
But that's gonna be it. Your boys got to use the facilities.
Bad.
Bad. I've been out all day. Bad.
You haven't eaten anything though.
And the pizza that I ate just before here across the street. Isn't doing me any justice. Yo, $5.50 a slice?
Bro, welcome to Biden economics. Bro, Biden economics.
I didn't even get a drink. He's like, you want a drink? I'm like, nah, I'm all right.
What are they calling it now?
Bidenomics?
Bidenomics? Biden inflation?
Yeah, buy whatever the fuck it is. It sucks.
Welcome to Biden's economy.
I go to pay for it. He's like, all right, $12.50. I'm like, what?
You pay cash, though?
No, I paid with a card.
Oh, you pay cash. He gives you a 3% discount.
Regardless, I'm only, I say 25.
You know what I do like? I do have something to say about that, which I appreciate this guy up here. So shout out to King Gino's, who's right across the street from us.
King Gino's.
Makes a great slice of pizza, caters all of our parties. We order from like once a week. Guy's name is Sal. Fantastic, okay? Guy's great. What he does is because the credit card companies charge that 3%, he says, listen, I got to charge 3% if you use a credit card. However, to counteract that, if you pay cash, I'll give you a 3% discount on cash.
That's good business.
And I'm like, I like that you do that. He goes, because I feel bad. You know, it was never like that. But now you got to charge your 3%. Got to charge 3%. So he's like, I'm going to keep my price $10. He goes, and if you pay with a card, I'll give you that. If you pay cash, I'll give you an extra little discount. So I was like, cool.
Yeah. So it was $5.50 a slice. I got a buffalo and a barbecue chicken, $12. I was like, what? I was like, did he overcharge me? And then he gave me the receipt. And I was like, goddamn, $5.50 a slice.
Yeah, I remember it used to be for $5. I could get 2 pepperoni slices and a fountain Coke.
There?
No, back in the day when I was in high school. $5. It was like a student special.
But Bidenomics.
Remember you used to get $5 footlongs?
Yeah, now it's $5 6 inches. Have you seen that?
$5 footlongs.
Subway's now is doing for $5 you get 6 inches.
Yeah, can't do anything.
I'll give you 6 inches for $5.
I used to go to Blimpies.
Is that even still around?
And I used to get a 6-inch sandwich with a drink and a snack. You can get a cookie or bag of chips, and it was like $4.99. It was a student special.
All I gotta say is Bidenomics is bullshit.
Seriously. Seriously.
Yeah, I just saw the other day someone put up a post. Subway's now advertising $5 6-inch subs. Mother effer, what happened to the $5 foot long. Any. All right, that's going to do it for the Burndown Podcast. Eric, Justin, if you like this video, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell so you get notified every single time we drop a new episode, new video. If you're listening to us, leave a review. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, wherever you listen. We appreciate you guys. And like Justin said, if you guys got an event, you want some cigars, you want some custom labels, you want us to be there, give us a shout out. Let's make a deal. We love you guys. Appreciate you guys and gals. Until next time, family and friends.
Peace.
Cheers, chin chin, and salute.
There we go.